Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And I suppose I have to eventually get to the NBA Championship Series. I mean, the championship in the NBA is kind of a big deal in sports, whether I like it or not. And what I wanted to talk about today was who wants it more. And this is a very delicate subject, because I don't doubt that every player on both teams wants it really bad. I mean, the whole term "who wants it more" is kind of silly, because everybody should want it a whole lot. Because everybody should want it pretty bad. But in the Detroit series, I talked about how Detroit might want it a little more just because they'd been there so close so many times in a row and failed so many times in a row that that would be eating at them, and that might provide some added incentive to win it all. And I'm looking at this series, and as I've said before, I'm not a huge basketball fan. So what I don't want to do is read up on how the teams match up and spew it out like it's my thoughts. Like, oh, Rondo will have a field day because he'll exploit the weakness in Luke Walton's game. I don't actually know that, so I'm not just going to say that because somebody else did. I don't think anybody else said that, but you get my point. But what I can do is analyze who wants it more. And this has nothing to do with Game 1 going to the Celtics. A lot of people predicted it would go to the Celtics, even people that were on the Lakers here. But I can't help but believe that the Celtics want this more. When you look at the star players on both teams, you've got Pau Gasol and Lamar Odom, who haven't won a championship. Gasol is in his 7th season in the NBA. Odom's in his 8th season in the NBA. And I don't doubt that the two of them want it really bad. Then you take a look at Derek Fisher and Kobe Bryant, who both have 3 rings. Derek Fisher is nearing the end of his career. He's already got 3 rings. He's got to be content. And once again, I want to reiterate, by content, I mean not completely out of his mind obsessed with winning a championship. I, of course, believe he's going out there and giving 100% and wants it. Bryant, you can argue the angle that this is the first championship he can win without Shaquille O'Neal to cement his legacy as one of the greatest players of all time, and the fact that he can lead a team on his own. I'll give you that. I don't doubt that Bryant is as focused and as confident as he can possibly be. But you look at the entire top 3 of the Boston Celtics. Kevin Garnett, over the last 5 to 10 years, has been in the top 5 players in the NBA. If you ask pretty much anybody who's a basketball fan, give me your top 5 players in the NBA, or give me a player that you would build your team around if you could only have one, Kevin Garnett is in the mix on just about everybody's list. And he's been the face of the Minnesota Timberwolves for 12 years, where he never had a realistic chance to win it all. And that man is a competitor. That had to burn inside him. You look at Ray Allen. This is his 12th season. He's been with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's been with the Seattle Supersonics. One of the great 3-point shooters of all time. Second all time in 3-pointers made, behind only Reggie Miller. He's never had a legitimate shot at winning it all. Paul Pierce, now in his 10th season, has been the face of the Celtics for the last decade. And that's not necessarily a good thing if you want to win a championship. The Celtics haven't really had a legitimate chance to win in a long time. And I remember the day that Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett were traded to the Celtics. And I remember during their run at the beginning of the season, they just seemed like a team on an absolute mission to the top. Everybody comes into the season hoping to win it all. But this team almost seemed possessed. Because when these three got together, they realized that they'd never had a supporting cast like this before. And they realized in the wide open East, there was no reason why they shouldn't be able to dominate, and there was no reason why they shouldn't be able to win at all with the team they had. And they've played possessed since the beginning of the season. The Lakers came into the year, you remember all the issues Kobe Bryant was having, he wanted out. There was a lot of speculation about him being traded. And when the Lakers lost Bynum, it looked like they were in a lot of trouble. But the trade to add Pau Gasol obviously worked miracles for the team. Not only because of Gasol's contributions to the team, but he seemed to make Lamar Odom a better player too. And there was a trickle-down effect when he came to LA that has made the Lakers look like a very legitimate championship team. So there's no question that both these teams deserve to be here. But my point is simply, you have to kind of figure that the Celtics want it a little more. Just because their top three have never won and really have never had a legitimate chance to win. And they realize that this is their chance right now. The Lakers have to realize that with the team they've got and with Andrew Bynum healthy next year, they have a very legitimate chance at starting up a little dynasty in the West here, with the Spurs getting older and their young core. The Lakers have to realize this won't be their last trip to the finals. And I'm not saying this will be the last trip to the finals for the Celtics, but the Celtics have to be thinking, we need to win this right now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm off base. The Lakers came into the series a 2-1 favorite in Vegas. It was bet 200 to win 100 that the Lakers would win the series. And even since the Celtics have taken game one, it's now an even money proposition. You could take the Lakers or the Celtics at the same price to win the series. And again, I'm not talking about matchups and all that stuff that might actually matter than my silly little thing on who wants it more. But I've always taken a good look at emotion in sports and desire, because it's sometimes the intangibles that decide a series. And if the Celtics, quote unquote, upset the Lakers here, you have to wonder if it was their desire that put them over the top. And before I wrap things up, I just wanted to ask this question to those of my listeners that are in or around the Los Angeles area. Does it seem to you that people are less excited about the Lakers' championship run than they have been in the past? I might be imagining things or just be in the wrong part of town, but I was driving home from work yesterday. There was an accident on 405, so I had to get off and take Sepulveda, take side streets home. And I was driving for about an hour when it hit me. I haven't seen a single Lakers car window flag this entire playoff run. And if you remember, back in the Shaquille O'Neal days, there was a vendor on every corner of every block selling Lakers towels and bootleg jerseys and t-shirts and these car flags. And everybody had one of these car flags on their car. I think I had a car flag, and I'm not even a Laker fan. It was just everybody in LA was so into it. And I haven't seen one. Obviously, Laker fans are excited that the Lakers are in the championship. And obviously, the bandwagon is alive and well. But is it just me, or are people not as excited as they used to be about the championship? If you've noticed this or noticed the opposite, and you can let me know, that would be great. As always, you can email me at VegasDavesDime@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great one, everybody.